I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Fallout from the Browns-Steelers brawl, an Antonio Callaway suspension, and your Friday injury roundup. From Sports Illustrated, I'm Mitch Goldich, and this is MMQB News. Each and every weekday afternoon, we'll bring you the biggest news and most important stories from across the NFL. Here's what you need to know for Friday, November 15th.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
The fallout from yesterday's on-field fight between the Cleveland Browns and Pittsburgh Steelers on Thursday Night Football has been announced, with significant suspensions being handed out to both teams. The melee started when Steelers quarterback Mason Rudolph appeared to try and dislodge the helmet of Browns defensive end Myles Garrett in the final seconds of the game following a late hit. When the two rose to their feet, Garrett ripped Rudolph's helmet off and hit Rudolph with it, connecting with a clear shot to the top of his head. Pittsburgh center Marquise Pouncey then forced Garrett to the ground and began kicking and punching him. Browns defensive tackle Larry Ogunjobi also got into the mix when he shoved Rudolph to the ground after the QB was hit with his own helmet. While all three players were ejected immediately following the fight, the NFL came out and announced their punishments today, with Garrett being suspended indefinitely, Pouncey getting a 3-game suspension, and Ogunjobi getting a 1-game ban. All three of the suspensions will be without pay. The suspension for Garrett, which is at least 6 games, is the longest in NFL history for a single on-field incident. He'll also have to meet with the commissioner before he can be reinstated. In a statement issued Friday, Garrett apologized for his actions, but it's clear this will follow him around for a long time. In addition to the suspensions, both teams were fined $250,000, and the league will also consider a fine for Mason Rudolph. More Browns news today. Former Cleveland wide receiver Antonio Callaway has received some more bad news following his release from the team this week. Adam Schefter reports that he will also be suspended for 10 games for violating the league's substance abuse policy. Callaway's agent had tweeted that he was facing a possible ban for taking a tainted CBD supplement. This came after he was a healthy scratch from last Sunday's win over the Bills after showing up late to the game, and then he was waived Thursday when he reportedly showed up late again. Callaway was already suspended for the first 4 games of this season for violating the NFL's substance abuse policy. He had also tested positive for marijuana at the 2018 NFL Combine and was cited for possession of marijuana while driving with a suspended license last August. Police also found bullets and a gun part while searching his vehicle. While at Florida, Callaway was suspended for the entire 2017 season for allegedly using stolen credit card information to fund bookstore accounts. He was also cited for a misdemeanor marijuana possession charge and possession of drug equipment during a traffic stop by Gainesville police in May 2017. Callaway had 8 catches for 89 yards this season, and he went unclaimed when he was placed on waivers. Now for your Friday injury news roundup. First, some more news out of last night's game. We know all about the suspensions now, but meanwhile, Steelers receivers Juju Smith-Schuster and Diontae Johnson have both been diagnosed with concussions, and the Browns fear that safety Morgan Burnett has a torn Achilles. For the games this weekend, the Colts announced that Jacoby Brissett will be back under center when they take on the Jaguars, but two of his receivers, T.Y. Hilton and Paris Campbell, have already been ruled out. Alshon Jeffrey is out, so the Eagles are very thin at wide receiver when they take on the Patriots Sunday. The Eagles also place running back and returner Darren Sproles on IR, and Jordan Howard is also questionable, so they signed former Eagle Jay Ajayi to return to help out in the backfield. Saints shutdown corner Marshawn Lattimore is out Sunday with a hamstring injury, so good luck covering the Bucks' Mike Evans and Chris Godwin. Amari Cooper practiced Thursday and Friday, and he said he's good to go this week, despite knee and ankle issues keeping him on the injury report. Ravens rookie receiver Marquise Hollywood Brown returned to practice today, and he's questionable for a big showdown with the Texans. Bears running back David Montgomery rolled his ankle in practice, and he's a game-time decision for Sunday night's game against the Rams. And some more big names we didn't really expect to see this week who've already been ruled out: Lions QB Matthew Stafford, Vikings receiver Adam Thielen, Bengals receiver AJ Green, and Falcons Devontae Freeman and Austin Hooper. That's the MMQB news for today. Subscribe and listen wherever you get your podcasts each and every weekday afternoon. For more NFL analysis, check out the MMQB NFL podcast and the MMQB on the web at si.com/NFL.